This is why the Redskins are the Redskins. The numbers should be retired, and it's really not that complicated, okay? You put Joe Theismann, who was a Super Bowl MVP and the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl for this franchise, where he's got to take a call from a mid-first-round pick asking for his number. That is buffoonery.
Great, right?
Buffoonery.
Yes, buffoonery.
I'm going to add that to my vocabulary.
What do you think of that? A guy calling in on your behalf saying, hey, this is bullcrap. Joe got forced into giving up his number to Dwayne Haskins.
Well, number one, I didn't get forced. Okay, number one, the Redskins basically left it up to me. The number is not retired, so it's an active number, but no one's worn it in 33 years. And I appreciated what Dan has done over the years of not having anybody wear it. The thing is I read where Dwayne had wanted to talk to me about it, and I thought that was very respectful, as opposed to saying, I want the number. And so I reached out to him. I got his number, reached out to him. I said, I understand you want to wear number 7. He said, I'd like to. And I suggested this. I said, why don't you think about this. Take a couple days and think about it. Creating your own legacy. Instead of just wearing a number that was worn before, have your own. And he said, okay, well, and so he called me back in a couple of days. He said, I said, talk to your family. He said, we really would like to do that. We'd like to wear number 7. I said, okay, you've got my blessing. And, you know, there's enough that he's going to have to deal with transitioning into professional football without having to worry about whether Joe Theismann gave him permission to wear the number. Now he's wearing the number. Now what are you going to do with it? Now all of a sudden you've got the number. And listen, that fan that called in, thank you. I appreciate it so much. Everybody is, you know, there's people torn on both sides. Even on Twitter, I get, don't give up the number. You know, it was nice of you to do that. I mean, I get both sides of it. But I think, you know, I'm interested. I'm going to rookie camp this weekend and watch Dwayne work. So I want to see with my own eyes what he looks like. Played 1 year of professional football. Or 1 year of college football. I don't know how much they pay the guys at Ohio State. Probably paying more at Miami, but at least they always have in the past. I'm not sure, but no. I mean, as far as big, you know, quote unquote big time football, and kid put up 50 touchdown passes. I like, you know, he passes the eye test for me. I don't know, you know, he grew up in a similar part of New Jersey than I did. He's from around Highland Park. I grew up around South River, New Jersey. So you know, we talked a little bit about that having in common, but. It's going to be interesting for him. And I've tried to tell people in Washington, don't rush it. Don't rush them into it. Give them a chance.